everybody, and welcome to the SC Disaster Corps podcast, the place where you can hear about methods to keep yourself and your family and friends safe. I'm your host, Brinkley Boone. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Today, we have Liz Brock here with me for an interview, and she's going to be telling us a little bit about what she does here at United Way and just some things about her. So, Liz, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know our listeners are going to enjoy this. So I'll start off with just a nice, easy question. What's your position at United Way here?
Okay. So like Brinkley said, my name is Liz Brock, and I am the Director of Community Engagement and Partnerships here at the United Way of Anderson County. And I kind of what that means is anything to do with volunteer engagement. I'm the person to make sure that we get our community engaged and make sure that they're excited about serving and volunteering with the United Way. And any kind of fundraising that pertains to our weekend snack pack program. For those of you who don't know, our weekend snack pack program feeds hungry children on the weekends that have been identified by their teachers and guidance counselors. So funding for that costs about $145,000, so I am responsible for fundraising every dollar for that program. I also oversee our AMED Health campaign, which is the largest campaign that United Way has. And the last bit of funding that I'm responsible for is all five school districts. Dang. So lots of different things that I oversee. But one of the main things is making sure that our community is engaged and making sure that our volunteers, you know, have a hand in volunteering in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll come back to some of the stuff that you do. Or, I mean, like some of the events that you've got coming up later. But how long have you worked for United Way?
I've been here almost 5 years.
What'd you do before you do what you do now?
Another United Way. So I started at United Way of Greenwood in Abbeville Counties, which is now United Way of the Lakelands. And I started there. And fresh out of college, I worked for a staffing agency helping people find jobs. And then I landed a job at the United Way, loved it. And then when the position came open here, closer to home, I was commuting an hour every day. So then when I found that it was only going to be 30 minutes from home, I looked into it. I was very interested in the role, and I love it. I'm so glad I did it. So total, I've been with United Way about 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sherrill, South Carolina, if you've ever heard of that.
Never heard of it.
Okay. So it is 45 minutes from Florence, if you know where that is.
I do know where that
is. So PD area from Sherrill, South Carolina, if you're wondering how I got here, went to Lander. Went to Lander University in Greenwood, met my husband there, and he is from Honeypath. He's in Anderson County, born and raised, and he said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
I get that.
So I knew that I was going to have to stay here, and we live in Honeypath, which is how I'm here. So we both work in Anderson, live in Honeypath, but my parents still live in Sherrill, which is about 4 hours away from Anderson.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So kind of give me a rundown of, like, your background before moving here. Like I mean, you said you went to Lander, correct? So just give me, like, a background, like, what you study.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of jobs did you have in college? Just trying to get to know you a little
bit. Okay. The reason I even went to Lander was because I was offered to cheer at Lander. I was a cheerleader, and I was excited to go. I knew no one going to Lander, but I really wanted to go because I had earned a spot on the cheerleading squad, and I was excited about it. So I went to Lander, and actually another girl from our high school said, let's go together. So we did, and we did not live together, but we were close all 4 years. She's still one of my very best friends today. And in college, I immediately got plugged in. Of course, I met girls immediately on the cheerleading squad, but then I joined a sorority. So I met a lot of girls, you know, through that.
What sorority?
I was in Phi Mu at Lander. And I loved it. It was a great experience. I immediately was on the executive leadership team and was able to, you know, be a leader in so many ways. And I love that aspect of it. But during college, all 4 years, I worked at the Greenwood YMCA. I was a camp counselor in the summer, and then in the afternoons, I was an after-school director at a center, and I loved it, but that was a great way to get plugged in for me in the, you know, in the community and to have, you know, a job that I stay there all 4 years, and so I just love the involvement that I had with the Y and the connections that I made, and so yes, I loved college. I thought it was great. I love Greenwood. I think Greenwood is a great place to live, great place to raise your children. But, yes.
Just moving up. All right. I love it. So, How does this place compare to, like, United Way Anderson? How does it compare to, like, the Greenwood and the YMCA that you did in college and stuff like that?
Yeah. So, I loved my job in Greenwood. I thought it was great. I was on the community impact team, and I loved it. But now coming to this United Way, which is just on a way bigger scale, it's way larger, we do so many things here at the United Way that I just had no clue just how many things we have going on. People just don't realize everything that we have our hands in here. And so for me personally, I like it. I'm busier here. And part of it is because we're just bigger and we have a lot more programs and a lot more going on. The United Way there is just really small. So it's nothing personal, nothing knocking them. It's just a really small United Way compared to here.
Yeah.
So here we are juggling a ton of things. So I feel like here I'm always super busy because we have so many programs and so many things that we do for the community.
Yeah. You kind of sounded like that earlier from talking about all the things that you do around here.
Yeah.
And so give me kind of an idea of what kind of projects you've got upcoming, like within the next couple months that our listeners could either attend or take advantage of or whatnot and whatnot.
So the biggest thing right now that is on my radar is a program called BioBox. And for the people who don't know, it is for our weekend snack prep program. And the idea behind it is buy a box of food for a child who's hungry instead of buying chocolate on Valentine's Day. So we always focus it around Valentine's Day.
I love that.
So we, you know, would love for someone to buy a box of food in honor of a spouse or a girlfriend or a family member or a loved one. And then we'll send them a cute little Valentine's card saying, thank you. This box has been purchased in honor of you. And that's our huge push. February is the month where we do a huge buy a box blitz. We do interviews with WYFF. We do interviews with News Channel 7. We want to make that really, really huge. In the past, we've always had an anonymous donor, which we call our angel donor, that will match every dollar up to $25,000.
Wow.
So what I'm asking your listeners to do is to buy a box of food for a child who's hungry. It's $40.
Yeah, we'll put that in the link. It'll be in our bio for or the description for this podcast. I'll put in like a link for any of this stuff that you want
that'd be great.
We're talking about.
It's $5 a bag, $40 for a box.
Okay.
So very affordable for people to do, and it all goes right back to the community to feed hungry kids.
Absolutely. And anything else? Within the next, like, a couple months, maybe?
In the summer, we will do what it's called a day of action. It's a day of service.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have about 200 volunteers from the community come together to go out and serve and do different projects, whether that's painting for an agency, fixing things around an agency, just helping the community in need that maybe they don't have time to do during the week, and it's just helping them do projects. And so we call that Day of Action. It's always in the summer, usually June or July. So that will be on the radar coming up next. And I think for the big events, that's pretty much it, except I just want to mention that the soiree is coming up. It's the end of April.
The what now?
The soiree.
Yeah.
It is an event that used to be in Anderson many years ago, and they're bringing it back this year for the first time, and I'm serving on that committee, and I'm so excited about it because we're bringing it back, and we have a great team of people that are saying, yes, we're here for it. We want it to come back. It's a huge art, food, just a huge downtown festival. So we'll have food trucks. We'll have art, we'll have clay, we'll have pottery, sand art, lots of great food, but it is a huge project that we're taking on, and Anderson's very excited about it. The original people and committee who originally did this, they're so thrilled that we're bringing it back because once it went away, you know, they probably thought it would never come back.
Yeah.
But my good friend Caroline Gaddis said, I want to bring it back, and so she was just, you know, really, really wanted them to do it. And so she formed her committee, and we are bringing it back the last weekend of April. And we are going to need lots of volunteers.
Sweet. Yes. Yeah. So we'll, so to volunteer for that, they would just need to contact United
They'll
Way
contact
Anderson.
Me. Okay. And my email is liz.brock@uwandersonCTY.com.
Okay. We'll put that in the bio as well.
Call me, email me, whatever. But we're always needing volunteers for things.
Awesome. And if you anybody in our audience wants to get in on some volunteering, definitely contact her because she's got a lot of projects going.
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. Awesome. Liz, I appreciate you coming to talk with us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. This has been great.
Yes, thank you.